Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. A lot of activity in Harrisburg this week, a lot of legislation being dealt with, including some important committee action that has to do with oil and gas drilling regulations. I understand that your committee is moving forward with a fix to some regulations that the administration has promulgated that could really damage the industry. What's going on here?
Well, we have some really good news for our region. This week, the Environmental Resources and Energy Committee in the House, which I'm a member of, passed Senate Bill 279 with an amendment that would abolish the proposed regulations by the Department of Environmental Protection dealing with the conventional oil and gas producers. We've talked on this program many times that DEP was pushing forward with excessive, unnecessary, costly, burdensome regulations on the conventional producers. And we've been working for nearly 4 years to stop these regulations. The legislation that we've passed would allow the unconventional deep gas regulations to move forward, and the conventional regulations would be halted. And furthermore, if the Department of Environmental Protection in the future wants to establish new regulations for the conventional industry, they must start from scratch, and the regulations must be reasonable and relevant to the conventional industry. In addition, the legislation creates a Pennsylvania Grade Crude Development Advisory Council to advise and assist DEP on issues involving conventional drilling in Pennsylvania. So this should be a great help to any regulations being formulated in the future.
There's also some great news for the economy in Western Pennsylvania in that there's been a commitment to actually move forward with a plant that will utilize natural gas that's produced in Pennsylvania to make a wide variety of petrochemical products that's just north of Pittsburgh. What are some of the details on this?
Well, this really is great news for all of Pennsylvania, and specifically Western Pennsylvania, with the announcement this week that Shell plans to build a multi-billion dollar ethylene cracker plant in Beaver County. It's estimated to create nearly 6,000 construction jobs and 600 permanent jobs with the creation of this plant that will refine natural gas to make many of the plastics that we use every day. A third-party study concluded that over 17,000 direct or indirect jobs could be created by this plant. So this is certainly great news for the Commonwealth as a whole, and we certainly need the jobs in Western Pennsylvania.
Also, there's some great news for senior citizens who make use of a program that gives them a little bit of a break on their property tax or their rents. What's going on here?
This is a very important program. It's the Property Tax Rent Rebate Program, and the deadline to apply for the program was June 30th, but this week the governor's office announced that the deadline for the state's 2015 property tax rent rebate is being extended until the end of the year, until December 31st, so there's still time to apply for the program. I have applications at my office, and my staff is ready and willing to complete those applications free of charge, and we'd be happy to assist with anyone needing an application or assistance in filling it out.
Also, I understand that you have a series of events for senior citizens, and your first one's going to be coming up just a little bit later this summer. What's some of the details?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting 3 senior citizen expos this year. The first one's just around the corner. It'll be held on Friday, August 12th. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. Then on Friday, September 16th, I'll hold another senior expo at the Kane Community Center. And then finally, Friday, October 7th at the Rowlett Fire Hall. So 3 important events coming up, and urge our seniors and their families to come out to these events.
And last but not least, there's an important anniversary coming up for Port Allegheny. What are some of the details on the celebrations going on here?
Well, this coming week marks the 200th anniversary of the community of Port Allegheny. I sponsored a resolution, House Resolution 904, to congratulate and recognize the community on this milestone. The events kick off on Sunday, June 12th, and run through Sunday, June 19th. So I want to recognize and congratulate everyone in the community of Port Allegheny.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.